Okay, good morning. We'll see how that goes. Yesterday we mentioned that we have a minhag in Ashkenaz to get up early, 4 days before Rosh Hashanah at least, to say slichot. The halacha continues in Se'if Hei. Uka shemashkimin trichim litoli dehem. And when we get up early for slichot, we tend not to have to do it that early. In our practice, we don't get up before dawn, really. But should that be the case, we would still wash our hands when we get up. And we would say the blessing. We'd say the bracha over washing hands. And then in its ideal conception, slichot would then be followed by hand washing again, because now we're after dawn. And while this is a technical necessity, due to a doubt over dawn, there is also a symbol here which we can extract for even our practice when we're not getting up after dawn. We don't have to rewash our hands because there's no doubt. There is a sense in which slichot is meant to wake us up, bring us to a more heightened level of wakefulness, that really we should, in theory, need to wash our hands again because we haven't been this awake in a year. We should be more alert, more reflective, more attentive, and more sensitive, and use that mental washing to remove the stupor of a semi-conscious moral life that we live, all of us, throughout the year, and slichot serve that function, even if we don't technically have to rewash our hands afterwards.